This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, Hamilton's alternative.
Hey, this is John Campbell, John, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace, and let's roll out some more blues.
John Campbell, John, one heck of a talented guy from down east. Speaking of talent, there's a lot of talent on this album. This is Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar. She's named the album The Reckless One because of a relationship she was in recently. We're going to hear So I Always Know and Loving You Is Easy. Here comes Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar.
This is Samantha Martin of Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar. You're tuned in to great Canadian blues music on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace.
Yeah.
Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar from The Reckless One. We've got a new release by Greg Kavanaugh. He is well known through the music industry. He has his own record label. He has his own recording studio. He has produced songs for TV. He's a well-known engineer. His release is called Take It Slow. We're going to hear Gotta Change the Game and Can't Wait. This is Greg Kavanaugh on Blue Source Canada.
to the city, where all the people go, looking for a pretty place I can call my own. It's winter, baby, all the streets are lined with snow. And it's summer, baby, and everybody's on the go.
Kavanaugh from Take It Slow, from Vancouver, British Columbia, Layla Zoe. She got turned on to the blues by listening to her dad's blues collection, and then actually went into a band with him doing the vocals. Her release is called Nowhere Left to Go. We've got Don't Want to Help Anyone, and the title track, Nowhere Left to Go. Enjoy, Layla Zoe.
Baby, I know everything I do. this is Leila Zoe, Canada's darling of the blues, and you're listening to great Canadian blues music on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's bring on some great music. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Running from the fire, rangers too hot to hold.
From Nowhere Left to Go. Also from British Columbia, this is Terminal Station. They have a release out called Brotherhood. We're going to hear Chicago Calling, and then we're going to talk to the lead singer and guitarist of Terminal Station.
Man. field and the plow. Yeah, that town keeps knocking. I've gotta get there somehow. I hear Chicago calling. Yeah, don't hang up on me.
There's a rock and blues album out right now. It's a new one by Terminal Station. It is called Brotherhood. And joining us is Scott Smith, the lead singer and guitarist in Terminal Station. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
What a great album. I'm really enjoying it. So first of all, where did the band's name come from?
Terminal Station is a Vancouver reference. We're a Vancouver band, and you know, Vancouver was the last stop, you know, on the cross-country railroad, right? It was the terminal station. So it's a Vancouver reference.
And the title of the album is Brotherhood. What is that reference to?
Well, we've played together for a long time. I mean, this band's been together about 15 years. But even before that, I've been playing with the bass player since about 97 and the drummer since about 99. And so we go back a long way. That's why it's called Brotherhood.
I find it very interesting. The album seems to cross over a lot of different areas. Some classical blues style, yet very contemporary blues with a little bit of rock thrown in. How would you describe your band to someone that hadn't heard you before?
I generally describe us as a blues rock band because there is a lot of classic rock elements in it. You know, we're not trying to recreate, you know, a 1957 blues recording, right? We allow all the different influences that we like to seep into it.
And where was this album recorded?
It was recorded a suburb of Vancouver called Burnaby in a studio there that's run by a great singer, a guy named Chris Woodstra, who plays in a band called the Rock and Roll Circus.
I really noticed there's some great harmonica playing, some great keyboard playing, there's bass, there's drums, you guys seem to take turns featuring each other. Is that correct?
For sure, yeah. I'm a huge harmonica fan, and I play a bit myself. But the harmonica player on this album is an Australian named Victor Pollock, who used to live in Vancouver, but he's been in Australia for last 13 years or so. So he came out to Vancouver last summer, and we had him play on about 2/3 of the album, and he's just phenomenal. And I'm just as happy to, you know, because I'm such a big fan of harmonica and Hammond organ and all that. Like, I'm happy to have the solos be spread around. You know, I'm not, as much as I love playing guitar, I don't need the guitar to be the focus all the time.
Is there anybody, any blues rock icons that you really looked up to and sort of followed?
I'm a huge Allman Brothers fan, so Dickie Betts and Duane Allman. I mean, Derek Trucks as well. They're all huge influences on me. And like the Layla album, when you've got Duane's slide trading off with, Eric Clapton's Strat playing, like that's kind of the ultimate for me as far as guitar playing.
Yeah, there's a couple of tunes on this album that kind of remind me of Allman Brothers. And one song, Chicago, Calling Chicago, that's that really makes me think that you guys really follow the blues.
Well, we do. You know, we're pretty fanatical about it. we listen to all eras, you know, from you know, the 1920s, 30s acoustic stuff up to the 50s stuff. And then when 60s, 80s, you know, we love the Fabulous Thunderbirds 80s stuff, and right up to this day.
If there was one song that you would point the listeners to on that album to get a flavor of what the band is all about, what would that song be?
My favorite song is that song One More Bottle, which definitely has that Allman's influence. I would point people to that, or there's a song called Poor Lightning, which kind of has our sort of swamp rock blues sound, and that's a song actually written about Lightnin' Hopkins, you know, who's a hero of ours as well.
I guess most importantly, where can our listeners get a hold of your album?
In this order, I would suggest our website is where you could buy a physical copy. Just go to terminalstationband.com and the merch section, you can buy it from there. You can also buy it through Bandcamp, which is a great website where, you know, the majority of the proceeds go to the artist. So you can get digital there, you can get CD there, and it is on all the streaming services as well.
Well, we encourage our listeners to buy rather than stream. So what have you been doing during these difficult times? I assume there haven't been a lot of live gigs going on in Vancouver.
I've managed to still have some stuff going on. As a side man, I play with some country artists, a guy named Aaron Pritchett and Washboard Union. We did these interesting drive-in shows on the prairies where you play to a huge parking lot of people in their cars and the music gets broadcast on an empty FM station. And then I've been doing like theater, you know, large theater shows with 150 people spaced out all over, that kind of stuff. Lots of live streaming. So stuff has still been happening, but it's just different.
Scott, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, man.
Trouble. Should've left the table when she came around. there's nothing but trouble.
Thanks to Scott Smith for joining us again at his terminal station. The release is called Brotherhood. Let's sample some music from La Belle Provence. This is Endrick and the Sandwiches, led by Endrick Tremblay. We had him on the show recently. We're going to hear Born in Chicago, and You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. Endrick and the Sandwiches from Green Room Rumble.
In Chicago in 1941. I was born in Chicago in 1941. And my father said, son, guess you'd better get a gun. You know, my first man went down. I was around 17. I said, my first man went down. I was around 17. Well, there's one night about that boy, he sure got it made. She friend went down, I was around 21. We'll be right back.
This is Endrick of Endrick and the Sandwiches, and you're latched on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Get your dancing shoes on, because you're going to hear some great blues tunes.
Judge an apple by looking at the tree. Can't judge a honey by looking at the bee. Can't judge a turtle by looking at a puddle. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Hey baby, you got your radio turned down too low. You should turn it up. Can't judge sugar by looking at the can. Can't judge a woman by looking at a man. Can't judge a sister by looking at a brother. By looking at the cover, oh, can't you see? Yeah, you misjudge me. May look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a fish by looking at the pond. Can't judge a rat by looking at the wrong. Can't judge one by looking at the other. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Woo, baby, you misjudge me. Man look like a farmer.
Endrick and the Sandwiches from Green Room Rumble. From Nanaimo, British Columbia, David Gogo has got a new single out. It is called Christine. And let's also hear another tune by David. This is Tomcat Prowl from his release 17 Vultures. David Gogo is going to light it up right now. We'll be right back. Couple of tunes from David Gogo. And that wraps up our show for this week. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with some Jordan Officer from his newest release, Blues. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.